Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Seconds to go in the quarter. Heald checks the clock, waits for the screen, throws right side to Spencer. Spencer puts it on the deck, drives in, goes up for a layup, it's up and good! Spencer makes it a one-point game! 84-83 with 20 seconds to go. Back at Chase Center, crowd still filing out. They saw a great, entertaining NBA game. When I say great, great in terms of entertainment, yeah. Great in terms of drama. Wasn't the best played game you're ever going to see, but it was fun. And tonight, the Warriors playing without Stephen Curry, the Thunder playing without a bunch of their role players, and obviously, you know, Alex Caruso is a good piece for them, a good role piece, and then Jalen Williams got hurt during the game. So they were missing bodies as well, and but the both sides, you know, both teams played hard.
My man.
So you know, it's not a good broadcast unless you quote Rasheed Wallace at least once. And so, you know, it was just entertaining. It was fun. It just had a lot of things going on. But the Warriors went 0-14 in the fourth quarter. 5:45. The slow-mo and one, place is rocking, and then they their lack of shot creation showed up, and 0-14 happens, and as a result, the Thunder were able, and the Thunder weren't doing great things on offense, too. There was a stretch where the Warriors led 96-93, and they had at least three possessions in a row where they could have added on to that lead, and they didn't do it, and just couldn't do it. Now, in part of that, they're playing the best defensive team in the league, and they should get credit for that. On the other part, I think just the fact, you know, you don't have Steph Curry, and this is a team that really depends on his gravity when he's out there, and they didn't have that. And so it was a real, real tough scoring drought for Golden State, and that, to me, was the difference in the game coming down the stretch.
Yeah, they had 25 assists. So, I mean, they were passing the ball and moving the ball, but they just couldn't make enough shots. They were plus 14 in field goal attempts tonight, which is, you know, really good. And they were only minus 5 in free throw attempts, so it wasn't that was the difference. They outscored them 18-9 on second chance points, had 18 offensive rebounds. So, I mean, they were battling their butts off tonight. They just didn't have enough guys to get the ball to go down. Wiggins got off to a great start, 8 points in about 90 seconds, maybe less, and then ends up with 16 on 4-for-17 shooting. He didn't have a very, very efficient night. You know, Jonathan Kuminga, 19 points, but took him 21 shots to get those 19 points. Draymond, 10 points, 11 field goal attempts to get those 10 points. So it's just nobody was really efficient except for Buddy Hield, who had 17 on 8 field goal attempts. But that was a Thunder, too. I mean, you look at Shea, and he had 35 points, but took him 28 shots to get those points. So it was hard fought. They got back into it, and you could really tell there in the second half they missed Jalen Williams because it was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander bust. Like, he's their guy. Like, if they lost him, that's what it's like losing Steph. You have your guy that gets shots, creates shots, can score one-on-one, can create his own offense and everybody else's offense. Without that, they don't have it, especially without Jalen Williams, who can do some of that. But, you know, you just fight through it, grind through it, and do the best you can, and, you know, 39 points combined in the fourth quarter, 21-18 for the Thunder. It was just, you know, it was just rough. It was rough getting the ball to go down, and they just, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he was going to make a three there at the end because he just kept shooting him. I figured he was going to make one at some point, and he finally did, and that got him up four, and that ultimately was kind of the big bucket. But, yeah, I mean, it was a fun game because I thought they both really competed and both really got after it with limited firepower.
Well, the Warriors had a turnover up 96-93 with the ball. Missed what the play-by-play says, a layup. There was a layup missed. And then, again, they had two other missed layups. I'm going to say they missed shots toward the rim. I don't know if they were layups. They were contested. And then a couple of missed tips there on the same possession. So they had roughly four possessions where they had shots in close to go down, couldn't get them to fall, And to me, you get, you know, one of those to go down, you get two of those to go down, the game's different now for OKC. They've got to work uphill. They've got to think about different things. The pressure gets bigger on them. And so again, but you cannot fault this team for effort tonight.
No.
The effort was there. They just, you know, they need, you know, to find a way. And this is kind of a, maybe a good, now we'll call it lesson, but just to find a way to score without Steph in a big moment. And tonight's a lesson on how to do that. They got to figure out a way how to do that. But, you know, some good performances tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Kuminga had 19. Like to give him a little bit more on the glass. Draymond, I mean, how good was Draymond on defense tonight?
Yeah.
He was really good. 13 rebounds, 7 assists. Not going to show up in the box score because it doesn't show up numerically, but he was very good on defense tonight. And they got some lift from some other guys. Kyle Anderson was really good tonight. Pat Spencer pressed into a role tonight.
Yeah.
He had 4 rebounds in 14 minutes and was the best plus-minus guy on the team tonight. Now, granted, again, plus-minus, it's I like to look at it, probably my hockey background, but I like to look at it, but it's just, you have to take it over time. But
yeah.
But he did some good things tonight for them. He did not – put it this way, he was not going to shrink away from the moment. I would like to have him be a little more discerning on that drive on Hartenstein, but you know what? How many times we've seen guys in big moments like this, tight games, and they get the ball and immediately throw it right back to the other guy?
Yep.
You know, he's not that guy.
No, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind having it being a little overly aggressive. I mean, you don't know what you can do until you do it. Now he knows he can't do that. Now, if he did it again, then I'd be like, okay. Wait, didn't you learn your lesson the first time? But, yeah, I like guys that are willing to say, hey, give me the ball. I'm not going to shrink. Let me get after it. Let me see if I can get a bucket. We need a bucket. And didn't work out, but that's fine. It was just one of those games where I thought everybody fought. It could have easily, turned into a 26-point game in the first half, and it didn't. They battled their way back in the second half or in the second quarter and then kind of kept it going in the third quarter. It just seemed like everybody kind of ran out of steam there in the fourth. Like both teams were kind of hanging on, just trying to get to the finish line. Just struggling to get to the finish line, and whoever could hit that shot. Like, if the Warriors could have hit a shot when they're up 3 to go up 5 or 6, that would have been massive, just massive at that point. But they never could, and ultimately the Thunder come back and, again, take a 1-point lead, and then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hits a 3 to put them up 4.
Well, they got a couple of days to get ready. Tomorrow, obviously, a day off, and then they get ready for the Suns, which will be hard. It's a tough stretch of schedule. You got to be ready.
Yep.
And hopefully they get Curry back on Saturday down the Valley of the Sun. And we've got a lot of games tonight, so I'm going to cut you a little
all
bit
right.
short tonight.
Yeah, yeah, Curry could just rub some cranberry on it.
The pay will be the same for you.
Don't, oh, thank don't, you. Oh, don't, yeah, great.
Don't panic.
That is outstanding.
So what is, I know you're making shepherd's pie.
I am. I've already made shepherd's pie. It's in the fridge, and I'm going to just pop it in the oven because we got everybody making their own side dishes tomorrow. So, stuffing, and then we're going to, Haley want to throw in some Mexican corn, and then Weston's going to do like a scallop. This sounds weird. A scallop potato bunk cake. He goes, it's not really, because I was trying to figure that out. I go, that makes no sense to me. He goes, well, it's not really a bunk cake. You just put it in a bunk cake mold.
Okay.
But it's scallop potatoes that way.
Mm, that's cool.
And so we're going to have, we'll have all kinds of fun stuff. And I try to mix it up, so hopefully, fingers crossed. Last Christmas, I went with the beef Wellington. First time I ever did that. Turned out great. I'm hoping this turns out. Because when you do something the first time, you're not sure exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of rolling the dice.
You have to have a taste tester. You have to have somebody that's going to taste it and look at you in the eye and go, no.
Get that weak stuff out of here.
Need that honest voice in the front office.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, man, in the kitchen.
It won't be better than my...
You need a Travis Schlenk.
Exactly. You know? Well, it can't be any worse than my helium turkey that I did about 10 years ago.
Your helium turkey?
I told you about that, right? Deep-fried a turkey and deep-fried it too long and took it out. And when I took it out, I go, it's kind of light. And I cut it open, and it went... It was just air. it was bad. Thank goodness I had a prime rib because the turkey had like one bite of meat in it. It was just like evaporated. So Yeah, that wasn't great.
Wow.
I was like, well, this feels kind of lit. It feel like a 25-pound turkey. Looked great, though. Oh, yeah. It's golden brown. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Thanksgiving pizza, everybody.
Even the dog looked at me like, oh, come on. This is garbage. Get this out of my face. give me my regular food.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness.
I needed that. Thank you.
So hopefully, hopefully have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will. It's always, yeah. I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays.
It is. It is. Especially when you don't have to travel. Yep. You know, in the NBA, spend a lot of them on the road, and that's always kind of a bummer.
Yep.
You know, you're in a hotel ballroom, and you're just going to.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a lot of fun.
No. But, yeah, enjoy your day tomorrow, and we will see you next
Thursday?
Week.
Wednesday? Thursday? Something
next
like that?
Thursday, yeah, because we play Denver Tuesday night.
Well, I'm pretty locked into the games nowadays because my schedule's opened up, so that's about all I have to pay attention to. Yeah.
We'll be home next Thursday against the Rockets.
Other than that, I just keep, sitting around with my thumbs going, okay, what am I going to do today? Oh, brother. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. All right.